listen and win with Fresh FM. Check out all our competitions and giveaways on freshfm.com.na/competitions.
It is 8:45 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Yes, it is. Thank you so much once again. Man, it's been a dramatic weekend, isn't it? Weekend. Dramatic morning, isn't it, Shaquan?
Mm-hmm.
We had a conversation about the situation that seemingly everyone knows about in Rehoboth, where animal cruelty was the thing. And now for others, it's like, yeah, but it's not even animal cruelty. That's just normal.
It's just normal because it's been happening for so long.
For so long, and we've normalized it. But we'll share that those conversations on our website pretty soon. Something else that's exciting that's happening is the hashtag Be Free Ballers. Okay, the 7-a-side hybrid tournament, and someone that will definitely school us in terms of why are we doing this? Why must we get to Ella Duplessis? Why must be out there sweating? And why? Karina will explain all of that. Good morning, Karina. How are you doing?
I'm great, NSK. How are you doing today?
That's a beautiful morning. Say hi to Shaquan as well, see?
Shaquan, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, hey?
We are happy to have you here.
Now, Karina, you have to walk us through the 7-a-side hybrid tournament. If it's one thing I know about hashtag Be Free, the whole movement, is that you guys always throw this exciting stuff. Walk us through this one now.
Okay, great. Thanks, NSK. So on Saturday, the 24th of June, we'll be hosting a Be Free Ballers event.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just really just stress that we haven't had a Ballers event in the past 2 years, so I'm quite excited about it for today.
Mm-hmm.
So during this Be Free Ballers, we'll be having 8 teams who will be competing against each other. It will be a 7-a-side, but the difference this time is not a full male engagement. It will be a 7-a-side hybrid. So we'll be having about 5 males on a team as well as two females.
Two females, yeah.
Yeah, gotta make it inclusive, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we'll be having that competition, but at the same time, we'll be convening dialogues related to men's sexual reproductive health rights while the young men and women are busy playing the tournament.
Mm.
So from this, we will actually be having cash prizes for the winners.
Nice.
We'll be having the first, second, and third prize winners. First prize will be receiving a cash prize as well as a trophy and gold medal. Second prize will be having silver medals, while third prize will be having bronze medals. But you know, like I said, we're all about inclusivity, so we'll definitely make sure that everyone else gets participatory medals. So the most important thing about this 7-a-side is not just about being fit or being active. We're trying to make sure that we still continue with a dialogue that focuses on men. So we're trying. The point of the event is to create a safe platform for young men just to inspire change in their lives for the better, and also refrain from like toxic gender norms that usually happen in society. So the participants will engage in issues such as toxic masculinity. We'll have Dr. Mvula come on, who will speak on substance abuse, which pretty much, let's say, mostly on steroids usage in sports.
Yeah.
I'll speak on SRH and just, you know, self-development as well, as we'll have Hitman come on.
Hitman, the boxer.
The boxer now.
Hitman, the boxer. Don't nice. Say. We have everybody we need. So we'll be having Hitman, who will be coming to come talk to the young men and women as well, just on like staying on the straight path, making sure that they don't lose focus when they are on that journey to becoming famous.
Absolutely. So he's actually part of the force, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Excuse me?
No, I'm saying that Hitman is actually part of the force, right?
Yes, he is.
Obviously, with having these people here who, first of all, just know the law really, really well, I wanted to ask you, how important is it for the Be Free Namibia movement, obviously, to have this type of conversations? Because like the last time, the event that NSK hosted, the conversation was pertaining to mental health in men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also seeing that this is actually mental health, you know, awareness for men specifically. Why is it so important for this conversations that are coming up this Saturday to actually take place? Why are we sparking these conversations within our men?
Yeah, so now it's just important to always make sure that the boy child is also always involved in all our conversations.
Mm.
So we have this big problem in our society where men don't speak up.
Yeah.
It's either how they were raised or just they don't feel comfortable being open and honest with their emotions and their feelings. So what we try and do is make sure that we have at least 2 full male engagements every year just to completely focus on the male child to be comfortable enough to ask about anything that's pertaining to them. So a perfect example of this was earlier this year we hosted the Be Free Poiki competition, where it was also a full male engagement. So during that male engagement, we had, for example, the dog come on who spoke on male circumcision. So there were such difficult questions that males didn't know how to ask other people. So when the dog gave them that opportunity to speak on it, they were so comfortable and they got so many questions answered during that event that they actually told us that we should host another event just to mostly focus on other topics. And those are the topics that we actually spoke about.
That is what we're talking about.
So this is pretty much just a result of our previous male engagement. To bring on more males.
Now, Karina, in terms of registration and all of that jazz, can we still register or is it over skadovers? Must we just come and come have fun with you?
No. We still got time. You still have time. Don't worry. We have till we have the entire Wednesday today to register. You can send for registrations. You just have to make sure you send us your team name, the ID numbers of the players. So it's the 5 males and 2 females. Also, another thing I have to stress, only 1 professional is allowed per team.
Oh, yeah.
And we're
going to
make sure that we know. We will know.
Yeah.
So we're going to make sure that NFA helps us shortlist the people who are coming as well. So we make sure that there's not more than 1 professional in. So once you give us those details, you just send it to the email plug at the number 1 followed by economy.org. So that is plug@oneeconomy.org and we will get back to you by latest tomorrow.
Karina, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. We will see you at Ella Duplessis. Shaquan is out here challenging me to a 100-meter challenge.
Dude, I'm
fascinated. I don't know. Maybe, maybe, we might take over that whole ballers event.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, gosh.
Do you know what? When you were saying ballers event, I legit thought we were going to be playing basketball.
No, that's balling. I'll come back to you on that one. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, they've got a plan. Karina, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And please say hi to the rest of the team.
Will do. So thank you guys so much.
All right. Bye-bye. That's Karina. Looking forward to the conversation that we're going to have at Ella Duplessis. 8:53, Trey Songz. We get into news and then we'll talk a little bit more after the news. Nobody else but you. Breakfast is on.